Welcome back. It's your girl Jasmine at the Proverbs 31 exclusive podcast, where we talk about you and I being a Proverbs 31 exclusive right here in the flesh. Today we are on episode 2 of our new season that, as far as my plan is, will be all about reflection. Something big that I've had to do a lot of lately: reflection, self-evaluation, getting to really know myself. And sometimes that's not always pretty, you know, because then that does help you see your flaws more clearly. But when you think of those flaws as growth opportunities, hey, there is no stopping you. Our affirmation for today is: I'm committed to considering the words I speak, the things I do, and the thoughts I allow myself to think. Okay, you know what to do. Say it with me now. I'm committed to considering the words I speak, the things I do, and the thoughts I allow myself to think. So our scripture for today is Psalm 119:59, which I really base the affirmation off of. It says, I have considered my ways and have turned my steps to your statutes. With that being said, I want to pose a question to you. Have you considered your ways? There is a consequence or reward for just about everything you do, right? So let's put it in real practical terms. If you eat the cake, especially if you eat the second, third, fourth, fifth piece of cake, right, you consume the calories and the sugar. But if you opt for the salad, you get all the healthy benefits instead, right? You get the vitamins you need. You'll feel better. You know, it'll be better for your health long term. If you eat multiple sweets every day and end up being a diabetic who is 400 pounds, it won't be a surprise why, right? I tried to make this example like a little bit extreme for most people, not to be insensitive to anybody currently facing, you know, weight issues, or certainly not to be insensitive to those facing diabetes. But just to kind of make it real plain here, you know, because we love our cakes, we love our cookies, we love our things that we like to eat. So again, you know, if you eat a very unhealthy amount of sweets every day, right, you could end up being a diabetic or worsening that disease, right? You'll gain lots of weight, right? And it won't be a surprise why, right? If somebody asks you how you got in that situation, it won't be a hard answer to give, right? A quick reflection of your choices will make it apparent why you're in the situation you're in. That's really true with everything. Your choices take you somewhere, right? Especially when it's, you know, a consistent choice. Your life can change from one big decision, for sure. But it's those small little decisions, especially, right? You binge out on cake once in your life, and it might not make that much of an impact. You might not feel good that next day, but it won't make as much of an impact as someone who does that every single day, right? On just like somebody who eats a salad, you know, once, that won't have the same benefit as someone who regularly practices having a healthy diet. So some things, you know, they take time before those results show up in your body. I'd even say most things take some time before those results actually show up in your life, whether it be physically, mentally, or emotionally, right? Your choices take you somewhere, is what I'm trying to say, right? When you end up somewhere in life that you don't like, you want to reflect on what got you there. Or even if you end up somewhere that you're proud of, that you do like, you want to reflect on what got you there, what habits, what routines, what mindsets, what thought processes, what got you to that place that you're at, the place that you are right now. When you sit down and take a moment to reflect on that, you know, you can find some really good answers. I think I said this on the last episode, but my suggestion is really just to get a journal. I talk about journaling a lot just because I think it's so good to, one, just kind of have that time with yourself where you're intentional and really thinking about some things. And then, two, to write it down. You know, next week you might not exactly remember everything that you thought about or even came to an understanding of within your time of reflection. But if you keep a journal, you know, especially for that purpose, which I'm saying journal, if you want to be fancy, get you a journal, some highlighters. There's plenty of options. Or it could be, you know, a dollar notebook from Walmart. And I think journaling and writing down helps you, you know, throughout your entire journey as you, you know, go through time and are able to actually refer back to what you reflected on. I'm so sorry. I'm trying to do this after work. So in Psalm 119, I actually looked up who the author is. I just kind of always thought it was David. They say we don't really know who it is, but a lot of people agree that it was David. But anyway, whoever the author was in Psalm 119, they said that they considered their ways and turned their steps towards God's will for their life. And I thought about that. And that was good to me because they considered what they were doing right now and then turned away from that, right? So in reflection, there can be a turning. And that's why I try to emphasize, don't get so caught up on the negative aspect. I mean, sure, I do think it's important to be aware of it. That's the whole point that I'm trying to throw out there with the reflection. But at the same time, you know, don't get caught up. Sometimes when I've reflected, I'm like, wow, how much time have I wasted, right? It's like I wasted this much time chasing behind this guy, right? Which I had done before. You know, I mean, we were together, so I don't like the word chasing, but that's what I was doing, if I'm honest with myself. You know, you think about the time you wasted. I used to think about, where could I have been if I would have made different choices and had not wasted that time, if I would have been productive and, you know, got the wisdom much earlier in those circumstances, where could I be? And I would get down on myself. So I do think it's important to mention, you know, don't understand the understand the negative, but don't focus on it beyond the point of turning away from it. So, you know, in essence, understand what you need to change, but don't cry over spilt milk, if you will, right? The past is the past. It's important to learn from it, but you know, what you can change is your present and your future. And so be like the author of Psalm 119, consider your ways and then turn toward the Lord, turn toward his plans for you. Even if you've never thought about his plan, even if you've never prioritized being in his will, you know what I'm saying? You can turn toward that today. If you have breath in your body, then it's not too late. You know, from the 20-year-olds to the 90-year-olds, you know, you can, we're all still learning. If you're still breathing, you're still learning, and you still have that opportunity to turn toward, you know, what you're supposed to be working towards, right? Turn toward working towards your goals. Turn toward walking in the plan that God has for your life. Turn toward being a healthier person. Rather, that's in your physical life with the food. Rather, that's in your mental life with taking control of your thoughts. Rather, that's in your emotional life with maybe distancing yourself from some people. Don't get so caught up in what you should have done, but go ahead and learn from it and then put those lessons to work. You know, I love saying, this is not original on me, but get better. Let mistakes and pain and betrayals make you better. Don't ever let them make you bitter. And one of the best ways to let them make you better is to sit back and reflect on them. Try to come to an understanding of why you allowed that to happen, right? Because we're in control of so much of our own life. There's a lot that we can't control, but we are in control of a great deal of it. And so, you know, take control of what you can. And the best way to do that is by learning from your past. I hope I'm not being too repetitive. It's simple in theory, but to really sit back and say, wow, you know, I'm not just a victim, right? And there are some situations where you are victimized. And, you know, I'm not talking about, sexual assault or anything like that where you truly had no control. I'm talking about where you do have some control. You can be in a toxic relationship like I was and then just keep playing that victim card. But at the end of the day, I had to sit back and realize I was toxic too. Because why didn't I love myself? And why didn't I prioritize the will of God enough in my life that I even let these things happen? Right? I wasn't being beat. I wasn't being held at gunpoint. And so it's like, why did I allow these things to happen? What was it in me that did not require a better standard of living, right? And so to really sit back and say, what could I have done differently, right? You may can't change what happened for sure. You can't go back in time. And you may can't change individuals or even certain circumstances. But you always have that opportunity to change yourself. And so just to say, you know, consider your ways and then turn towards something better. Again, going back to the food, if you take the time to reflect on your food choices before the 400-pound weight gain or even at the point of, you know, that level of unhealthiness, you can still turn from that fate and toward a healthier lifestyle, right? If you still have breath in your body, then you have time to start an exercise routine, okay? And incorporate some salads into your lifestyle, right? So I'm going to ask again, and it's not for me to know the answer, but it's for you to find out. Have you considered your ways? And where are they taking you? See, because whether or not you're turned toward the plan that God has for you, you are turned toward something. You're not just sitting still in space. I always say, you know, everybody's going somewhere, even if you were sitting in your mama's basement, rent-free, smoking weed all day, you are going somewhere, right? It looks stagnant to everybody else. And as far as the purpose and the plan that God has for you, it is indeed stagnant. But you're still headed in a direction. Because if you don't get up and change that, then 20 years later, you might still be in that same basement smoking weed, right? So just the final thought on that, consider your ways and turn toward what you need to turn toward. Don't ever consider it, you know, too late. Don't cry over the spilt milk. Don't worry about the waste of time. Go ahead and change that thing for the better today. So if you've been listening to my podcast or follow me on social media, checked out my website, proverbs31exclusive.com or anything like that, then you know that I have a journal, that takes you on a 15-day journey. It's called Unearthing Purpose, the 15-day journal that exposes your potential. And, again, it's available on Amazon.com. You can look under that title. You can go to Proverbs31exclusive.com, which is my website. You can also go to my social media and check out the links in my bios, right? Especially Instagram at Proverbs31exclusive or Twitter at Prov31exclusive. Either way, if you want the journal, it's available. If you do not, I'm going to be going through it and essentially giving away a lot of the prompts throughout the next few episodes of the podcast, some on my social media as well. But, you know, if you actually want the writing space and you want to have it and hold it in your hands, it is certainly available. So again, it's a 15-day journey that this journal takes you on. And today I'm going to go over day 2, which is really about reflecting on your unique strengths. And I titled it Your Unique. And I'm just going to read what I put in there. There isn't anybody who's exactly like you. Out of billions of people, you're the only one with your combination of skills, strengths, weaknesses, and experiences. Your uniqueness is a gift to the world. Think about that thing people always come to you for and or compliment you on. You likely overlook it because it feels natural. But if you pay attention, others around you aren't able to do it. What is it? Are you an encourager? Good listener? Super handy around the house? What is something that comes naturally to you but is lacking in those around you? So that would be something that I'd encourage you to spend some time journaling. Again, it can just be a notebook. It doesn't have to be my journal. I'd love the support, you know, but ultimately my main, I believe God's going to pay my bills. I believe he's going to always provide for me. I believe he sustains me. So when I tell you, I'm not trying to push my products. Of course, you know, he also gives us things to do to make an income. So I'm not just saying he's just going to send me checks. But what I am saying is I'm not trying to push this journal on you. I really do believe it will help. So the two things I would say reflect on is one, to really consider your ways, like we talked about earlier, but then also to take some time and write this down. Again, this might be your homework before we meet again next week, to sit down and consider and reflect on the thing that really makes you unique. You know, a lot of times we underestimate our unique abilities. I have an older sister who is a beautiful encourager. I mean, that girl will encourage you no matter what you are going through. And a while ago, some time ago, she said to me that she didn't see what she had in her. Right? And it is sometimes easier to see from the outside in. But, you know, if you don't have those people around you that are willing to tell you, then that you really might not know. So I say, think about any compliments that people have given you, you know, especially if it's been like a consistent thing, whether it seems small or not. You know, you don't have to be a neuroscientist, a rocket scientist to change the world, or a neurosurgeon. You know, it doesn't have to seem big to everybody. God has each of us gifted each of us with unique gifts and talents. And I would say to really sit down and think about yours, you know. Don't consider anything too small. So again, those would be the two things. Consider your ways. And then I just read you that journal prompt from my Unearthing Purpose journal. And really begin to think about those two things is what I would say to have done by next week. And then we'll come back with more things on reflection. And I really hope that this does help you. With that, I'm going to take us into prayer. God, you know the plans that you have for us, and you said that they are good. So right now, God, we just put our trust in you. God, we thank you that your word says that you are working everything out for our good. And God, by faith, we receive that promise. We receive everything that your grace has provided for us, Lord God. God, we trust you. We trust you with our problems, with our pain, Lord God. We know that you know our ways, and we commit to also considering them as well. Make it plain to us, Lord. Open our eyes to see, our ears to hear, and our hearts to receive who we really are. Help us to not be offended or discouraged as we go on this journey of self-reflection and self-evaluation. Help to show us who we are, and then help to turn us toward who you created us to be. In the name of Jesus. Amen. And with that, y'all already know what it is. I am out and on the way to bed. God bless you. I hope this helps you. Consider your ways, child.